And they said to me, one of them said, it was like, so what's the secret sauce? and I said to him, I said, well, my answer is not going to be sexy. I said, but if you want to know what my motivation is and why I'm so ambitious and so driven, I said, it's because I can't afford for you to forget me.
Is that a trauma?
Yes.
Is that a need?
It's abandonment issues.
Abandonment is a real thing. Abandonment is a, all of us in some form or fashion have that childhood trauma. He talks about it. He being Kirk Franklin on the next edition of Naked.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the greatest in sports and entertainment. Connected with us. Every champion and carry champions to be a champion. Got a champion and carry champion. And girl, you did it. Got a champion and carry champion and carry champion. Greatest in sports and entertainment. Connected with us.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Naked. I'm excited. I was a fan today. Every now and again, I'm a fan and I don't know where to go. And I get a little nervous when I do these interviews. And today I did that. I had Kirk Franklin on. Kirk Franklin. When people narrate parts of your life, childhood, adulthood, mediumhood, you cannot help yourself. And I could not help myself, because I remember the first time I've ever heard Kirk Franklin on the radio. I remember the first time that I listened to Kirk Franklin in church and felt the spirit move me. I remember even just in the morning when I need to get up and motivate myself and start my day right, I'll put on some Kirk Franklin, like on repeat, like just let me play some Kirk. And today was a special day for me. It's just episode 2 of season 3, and we have the gospel great in Kirk Franklin. He has a single that is out. It came out on Friday, so you guys make sure you pick it up. It is called All Things, and everything that he has, in my opinion, really, truly is special. And it's for everybody. His music, you know, whether you are a Christian, a Muslim, agnostic, his music is just good music, and it's good for everyone. And he's very kind, and he's also, in my opinion, extremely humble. I don't even know if he's aware of his greatness. It's interesting because we get into that conversation. We get into the conversation of mental health, which is important. Black men, make sure you get a therapist. People in general, but black men specifically, I'm talking to you. And then we also get into the conversation of his music, and has he ever felt as if he had to compromise or has compromised his music? And then we talk about his son, a little bit about his family. He has a lot going on, and I appreciate the way that he has been able to, I believe, in my opinion, maintain his integrity and his Christianity while still giving music to the masses. That's a special thing, and everybody cannot do that. Sit back, relax, and listen to me fangirl out over Kirk Franklin. I would like to start at the beginning. You are very open about how you grew up, but I would really like to know when you knew that you had this gift.
Man, that is still an ever-evolving answer, because I don't know if you ever really know. Maybe some people do, but I didn't, you know. And I don't ever know if there was a moment where I knew it. It's, I think that I respond to what you respond to. Is that when you, and you know, maybe because I didn't grow up with the level of self-confidence that maybe others did. So I don't have a confidence in areas that maybe people would assume that I do have one in. So I don't have any recollection of this moment that it just struck me that there was a gift there.
You, some people will say, people who are successful or people who have assignments and they understand their assignment have said there was a moment where they knew they were set apart. Maybe you didn't identify the gift, but has there ever been a moment, maybe when you were a kid, maybe when you first started making music, maybe when your music, your gospel music went mainstream and people were pushing back? When did you know you were set apart, if at all?
I knew that I was maybe different, but I didn't always see the different as good, you know? I just knew I was different. And there were times that the different didn't feel good, you know? You know, it just felt like I was either sometimes in the way or that, you know, I was being tolerated. Mm. And so, yeah, that's how mine was translated to me. It didn't come in these positive type of waves that were reaffirming. They were just, you know, my makeup has been really, it's been really constructed through the ideals of survival. So everything was survival. It was just trying to survive either the bullies or survive fatherlessness or, to survive poverty or survive, religious dogma. There was always a space of survival that I was in. So I really didn't have the real estate to really process things from any other lens but that.
So we get our, can I go back to the very first Kirk Franklin and Family album that I listened to? I live in Los Angeles. And what the radio station, I'm making this personal so you know, the radio station may have been 102.3 KJLH, I think.
Yeah.
And I was like in the car with my mother and Stomp came on and we would listen to it. I mean, on repeat, because KJLA just had it in heavy rotation back when people listened to radio like that. And I thought to myself, literally at this age, he's special. He's set apart. When you had that hit record, did you feel like you were in survival mode then? You even felt that way then?
Yeah, because I did that record as a demo. When I did the Why We Sing album, because a deacon at a church believed that that my music was good, and he gave me $5,000 to do that album. But I was back. I was behind on my child support. I was behind on my car note. I was behind on my rent. So even when that album came out, I was being evicted from my apartments. And there were people in the neighborhood that had that CD. So my homeboys moved me out late at night so that nobody would see me.
That's crazy. That is absolutely insane. What a blessing, though. What were you thinking? Here you are with this hit record in heavy rotation all across the country, and you're being evicted. What were you thinking? What were you thinking? Okay, so the blessing is around the corner. I'm about to make some money, and I'm about to blow up, and I'm gonna buy me a big house.
You ain't thinking none of that. You ain't thinking none of that. You're not thinking any of that. You don't have any expectations for good. I think that people don't really understand the realities of childhood trauma and how deep they mold and wire you from every aspect and lens that you see life through. You see life through everything that was your beginning. And so, you know, and I don't always like to pull out the violin because I know that everybody has their own hurts and pains. And sometimes people, you know, when they pull out the violins, you can be so engulfed in your own mess that you forget that other people are suffering, going through the same time, you know, same thing. I'm only speaking because we're doing an interview, but my beginnings on this planet were so, you know, I remember being 13 years old and hearing the woman that gave birth to me tell the woman that adopted me, I didn't want him. Mm. I wanted an abortion, but you wouldn't let me. Do you know how that sets the trajectory for your life to know you're not wanted? So when you're getting kicked out and you ain't got no money and you got to sit whatever, it's just par for the course. That's your norm. That's your norm. Mm-hmm. My cars were always getting evicted. I was always getting kicked out. I was homeless for 2 years sleeping in the car. It was the norm. It was abnormal for something good to happen.
It was abnormal for something good to happen. So when you get this wonderful hit record, this album that everyone loves, are you waiting? Are you waiting for the other bad thing to happen? Are you waiting for this to go away? Are you thinking this can't be true?
Mm-hmm. All of the above. While at the same time, you're all so numb. You're so numb from where you come from. You don't, it's almost like it feels like you're watching somebody else do it.
So when you say feels like you're watching somebody else do it, you're just going through the motions. I'm blown away because you would, I get it. Like, childhood trauma is a real thing. And having a parent or not having a parent in your life, especially when you become an adult, you're like, I see all of the issues. I see how I play this out in my relationships. I see how I play this out in my friendships. I physically understand that and see that today. I wonder, as you say that to me and you're like, oh, it was all numb, what's the perspective? Like, that was not, you know, you're still young and hot and fine and all the good stuff, but that was old years ago. And that's just a testimony for everybody. So you look back at it now, are you thinking, oh, I see why God did it that way?
You know, it is very obvious that, you know, God uses you in spite of you, and God uses what you go through also for others. You know, if everything is hunky-dory, then, you know, he doesn't give birth to a son like Imagine Me, right? You are this living epistle or this billboard that God can write whatever he wants to write on it, right? And, you know, but the pain of it all, the difficulty of it all is still very real for you, you know? Even as a grown man, you know, I still find moments in my life where family tragedy still creeps itself up, you know, and I still have to deal with the hurts and pains of things that have to do with my past, my child. Even today, even to this very day, there are things that creep up that at times can still be brand new. New information. Like this week, I'm done with new information. Well, I don't want to say it right now, just out of respect to the other family members. And as I go through the process of trying to figure out how I'm going to respond to it, is because I was on the phone with my therapist yesterday trying to process this new information. But it is very difficult to move forward or to get healed when the wounds keep getting pulled off. And so I've lived a lot of my life like that, you know, even to this very day. I think that most people in this country will never realize the broken spaces that Black and brown people in this country feel from the introduction ever since they landed on the East Coast, that we have been so deconstructed and so programmed in the fundamentals of family and the things that are stable were robbed from us, that we that it may take several generations for us to still continue to heal from what chattel slavery did to an entire race of people.
Mm-hmm. 100%. We still have this energetic imprint. We still feel like we have to prove. We still feel like we don't belong. We pay attention. I see it. Day in and day out. You said that you were talking to your therapist, and we don't have to get into particulars, but since this is Mental Health Awareness Month, I would like to talk about therapy and Black men. I think it's important. And I think that I today know so many Black men who don't understand the value in therapy. What has it done for you? How has it helped you as you, on the outside looking in, successful family, the life, the career, all of the things, and yet and still, and that's probably even more so why you need therapy, and yet and still, you know what I mean? Like even more so, even more of the reasons why you have therapy. Yeah. How has that, how do you use that daily? How do you encourage other Black men to say, you know, it'd be nice if you just sit down and talk to somebody and be completely naked and vulnerable and share everything?
Yeah, well, it's even like you just said, which is very true. Success brings its own level of trauma. You know, and you felt that, right? You felt
that. Yeah, yeah, I mean, just all of it. You know, there's a lot of wounds there.
Yeah. You know, success brings its own level of trauma. And I think that there is more talk in our community than it has been historically about therapy and counseling and mental health. And I'm very excited about that. You know, I've been going to therapy since I was in my 20s. And I've been consistent, you know. And it's funny because I asked my therapist, I said, why do you think I'm probably your longest patient? And we were laughing. And he said, because every experience in your life activates a new trauma.
Every new experience in your life activates a new trauma. So if you get a new job, if you have a hit album, if you have a new relationship, if you have a new friendship, every single experience activates a new trauma. Is that what he said?
They can. It just depends on the individual's background. It just depends on what their experience is. Like, as I'll give you a perfect example, I was around some younger producers, and they were at the studio, and they were looking at the junk on the wall, right? You know. Awards and plaques. And they said to me, one of them said, it was like, so what's the secret sauce? and I said to him, I said, well, my answer is not going to be sexy. I said, but if you want to know what my motivation is and why I'm so ambitious and so driven, I said, it's because I can't afford for you to forget me.
Is that a trauma?
Yes.
Is that a need?
It's abandonment issues.
Okay, we're going to have church today. Okay, so wow. And that's why you work so hard. And that's why I work so hard. You know, because you don't want to be forgotten. You don't want people to not know you exist. And the more work you put out, the more you feel like you're valued. And the more people praise you, you understand your value. That's a real thing for a lot of people. Same.
Where for some people that maybe had healthy fathers and mothers that were always reaffirming, letting them know that what you do is not who you are, then they may not have that level of experience. Where that's why you can see some football athletes or some other athletes or artists, you know, after one or two albums, they can just walk away. They just walk away. It's like, you know, all of this is not for me. You know, because I don't want all that.
But the attention and the adoration, or even the adrenaline, and even in using sports analogies, you can't replace that. That's why certain people, you think you can't replace it. That's why some people keep coming out of retirement and coming back and sacrificing their families, right? That's a thing that's real.
It's a real thing, but some don't. You know, now they may be a fewer percentage, but some don't.
Sure. Something like a Barry Sanders. It just, you're like, oh, okay, that's it. We out. Done. We don't do it anymore. Got it.
Great example. Great example.
So now that I feel like when I listen to your music, obviously it's grown over the years from when you first started to now. How do you see yourself from when you first came out in terms of being an artist and what you do currently? Like, I love the collaboration with Maverick City. I thought that was beautiful. Just beautiful. Just beautiful. Even watching some of the videos that you guys did with the live music, it was just special and set apart. How have you seen your music grow and change over the years?
You know, it's kind of hard for me to define it or describe it because I'm the one doing it. Mm-hmm. And so I don't really know how to describe it, or is I don't really even know how to define it. Is I think I'm just always doing my best to figure out how to have a relevant conversation with culture about God and authentic ways to connect to people so that they don't forget you. Mm-hmm. And that's a very vulnerable place to be. And it even takes a level of vulnerability for me to even say that to you, you know, is that, you know, being forgotten is a very vulnerable place because
it's a real thing, Kurt. I understand it. I understand. Do you know the hardest thing for me was to walk away from ESPN because I wouldn't be on TV Monday through Friday. Where was my value? Like, where would my value be if I'm no longer on TV Monday through Friday? If I didn't have people telling me I was the greatest at what I did, where would my value be? But I wasn't happy, right? Mm-hmm. And I couldn't do what I knew I was born to do, what I had been chosen to do. I couldn't tell the stories because they didn't want to hear about the Black culture. They don't want to hear these stories. And you're like, well, I can't. I'm compromised. And I didn't want to compromise that. Have you ever felt like you've had to compromise your music, or have you ever felt as if you did after the fact? Case in point, you do a thing with Kanye. I love it. And you get on social media and you're like, come on, now. I'm just trying to help a brother. Pre-slavery was a choice.
No, those things don't bother me. I think I question the compromise sometimes of artistic freedom. I think that because there are styles and tastes, and because I come from a background of such real musicianship, I think that sometimes commercialism or trying to speak different languages at times can make you wonder if you're compromising. But, you know, I've been very consistent in my message, you know, as I believe that at this stage that people are very clear that when I do a song, who I'm talking to, who I'm talking about, I don't think that there's much ambiguity there. And so I feel very comfortable in those spaces. So mine would more than anything, it would just be the artistic freedoms.
Hey, everybody, you know what we got to do. We have to pay the bills. We'll be right back with more Kirk Franklin on the other side of the break.
Every champion and carry champions to be a champion. A champion and carry champion and carry champion. A champion and carry champion and carry champion. Greatest in sports and entertainment. Connected with
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Every champion and carry champions to be a champion, a champion and carry champion. Hey girl, you did it. Got a champion and carry champion and carry champion. Greatest, greatest in sports and entertainment. Connected with.
So, I don't know about y'all. I appreciate y'all fast forward through those commercials because I know they're intense and long, but it is so worth it. Kirk Franklin even sharing his story, even listening to his raspy voice, I got excited because it's still a testimony. Just a story is a testimony. Going to get glorified. Going and get some excitement in your voice. I feel like I should be doing a hallelujah, praise the Lord, and amen. Here's Kirk Franklin. In 2020, I think we had what many would say is a racial renaissance in a lot of ways. The country was addressing what was happening in the world, George Floyd, Breonna Taylor. And when the world shut down, in essence, and we all were at home, a lot of us use social media to connect. And Versus was a huge thing. So you and Fred Hammond do this Versus. Mm-hmm. And for me, I felt like it was appointment viewing. We was at church because we all couldn't go to church. We was at church. And so it was appointment viewing. And I remember watching and loving every moment of the relationship that you appeared to have with Fred and with Marvin. And as if I know these people, these are my best friends. I do not know them. And so what was funny to me was that you had a personality that I don't think many of us got to see. And it was refreshing. Not that I thought that you were someone that was above reproach and we couldn't talk to you, but you really let people in. Was that intentional or you just were being you?
I was being me. And I think that, you know, that those are probably bigger conversations of why, within the framework of our culture, we have already painted what we think people of faith should be, how they should move, and how they should act. And unfortunately, we've done that historically. There's a certain way that we think that Christian people should maneuver and carry themselves, that there should be a very stoic type of posture that they have. And I've never been that guy. You know, I don't even know how to do it. And so is I think that for people that don't live in my space, they don't see me much. And so when you see me and you get a chance to see me, you know, and you may not know how to process it, you know?
I loved it. You said, Marvin, get up here and do your little stinky, your little old song, that little old song you have. I cried because I get it. And I was laughing. I was like, yes, exactly. Do your little song, that little song you have that everybody loves. Do that little song. And you all were laughing and joking and it just felt free and it felt warm. And I felt like oh, lives are being saved today. Like people are learning more than I think they could ever learn. Do you think, and I know you have new music, do you think going into this, and I want you to talk about it because from my understanding, you have them out. You have an album coming out?
I have a song coming out.
Tell me about the song.
It's a song called All Things. And I'm hoping that it resonates with people and that it speaks to any anxieties that people may have about, you know, the economy and fears and things that seem in limbo, you know, just to remind them about who they're rocking with.
All Things.
All Things.
Okay. Do you sing just casually, just a cappella, just around the house?
Not really. No.
Is there anyone that you listen to that you like, you know, I'm going to sing this while I'm washing dishes. I'm going to sing this while I'm in the shower. Anyone that you listen to that would be like, oh, I didn't know Kirk listened to me.
Oh, man, I listen to everything. I listen to Sting. I listen to Adele. I listen to old music. I listen to a lot of older music. I listen to Drake.
What's your favorite Drake song?
Favorite Drake song.
Do you have a favorite one or just the motto that he has that you listen to? Because, you know, he got a hook. He's good on a hook. Y'all good for a hook. Y'all give us something.
The one that I really enjoy right now, probably that I listen to a lot, is the first song off the album right before him at 21.
Oh, I don't know that one. I don't even know why I don't know it. I know it, but I don't know it. Okay. It's the Pretty Boys versus the Petty Boys. Where do you find yourself? Are you petty or pretty? What would you say?
I think I'm pretty. I think I'm pretty.
Okay. I appreciate that. And you're very honest. Okay. So with that being said, do you think that there's a world where you and Drake do an album together? I'm just curious.
I mean, that would have to be something he would want. I don't know where I would fit in his landscape, you know, just coming from where I come from. I mean, you know.
Could he do a feature on your album? Could he ever do a feature on one of your albums?
Well, I don't even know if that's what he would want to do, but yeah. I could.
Why wouldn't he want to do? Kirk, why wouldn't he want to do that? What would he be like, no, thank you?
Because he's straight.
You're Kirk Franklin.
They're not in the same stratosphere.
Okay. You got to be kidding. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Oh, I am doggone serious.
He's
one of the biggest streaming artists in the world.
But that doesn't mean you're not just as popular and just as known. Are you? You're joking, right? You've been around far longer than him.
You're so sweet.
I'm not being sweet. I'm being for real. It's okay. LeBron or Jordan?
Oh, Jordan. But I love LeBron. Because I love LeBron.
Interesting. So Jordan is the GOAT. Kobe or LeBron?
Both.
You gotta pick one. You gotta pick one.
Can't.
You can't between Kobe and LeBron?
No, it's not even. That's like you asking me. You're asking me to pick between oxygen and water.
No. It's Kobe yeah. All day. It's Kobe all day. Although there's a generation that will fight me and tell me no, that it's LeBron. And some people will tell you LeBron is even over Jordan. I disagree. Jordan is the GOAT all day. I appreciate that. Side note, the point being is you need both oxygen, water, Drake and Kirk. It can happen. That's the point. I'm going back to that. That's the point. I'm going back to that.
Okay. Interesting. I got
you. You don't see. Okay. You heard it here first. If the collaboration goes down, I would like you to come back on the show and tell me that you were like, she mentioned it first.
I would be more than happy to say, how'd you pull that off? Because if it happens, it happens because of you.
Yeah, okay, because we put it in the universe. Look, I'm up in a track. I'm like, let me tell you what's going to be hot in these streets, sir. You need to do this. I wonder can you indulge me for just a bit? When you do this, when this song comes out tomorrow, why did you pick tomorrow? What, Cinco de Mayo, the May 5th, it just happens. How do you decide when you're going to release your projects?
Yes, I think that that's a bigger team question. I think that that's the...
You don't have to do it.
Labels and the systems that are there for me, you know, I'm just praying that I'm delivering something that they can work with, you know? And so, you know, that's always the prayer. That's the bigger, that's always the bigger component.
I love that you're humble, and I'm trying to determine if I'm just really a stan or maybe you're not aware, like, cause you're really humble. You're like, I hope it just works. Can you look around and ask somebody what's not working?
Don't ask me anything.
Let me say this. What I'm saying is that whatever I am, this is it. Whoever you're talking to, this is not another version of me. This is me, good, bad, flawed, or indifferent. This is me.
All the good things. I love it.
Every champion and carry champions to be a champion. A champion and carry champion and carry champion. A champion and carry champion and carry champion. Greatest in sports and entertainment. Connected with.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the driving to work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Every champion and carry champions to be a champion. A champion and carry champion. Hey girl, you did it. Got a champion and carry champion. And
going to wrap up soon, but I really want to ask you about your family, if you don't mind.
Sure.
What is the key to a long-lasting marriage?
Oh, man, I don't know if there's a key. And I was telling somebody earlier today that I think that my challenge is that I think we're moving into a time that right now everything is so romanticized and there's such an idolatrous posture about relationships that we don't humanize the imperfections. It's almost like makeup. That makeup is not wrong, but when you live in that space all the time, you're never showing the real you, and it's not good for your skin. You feel where I'm going? You know, and I just think that you know, like I told my wife and I told some friends, I said I do not like this landscape of being part of a celebrity couple landscape. I find it detestable. It's because I think that it doesn't give room for humanity. It doesn't give room for me to be human. It doesn't give room for me to be flawed. It doesn't give room for me to fail. And humans fall. Humans fail. And the thing is that the reason why people fall so hard, because we lift them up so high. Mm-hmm. See, if I fall off of a curb, I'm not going to die. If I may hurt my ankle, I'm not going to die. It's because I'm closer to the regular foundation. But when we keep lifting other humans up the way we do, we're going to always continue to be disappointed. And I just think that it can. Yeah. But, you know, I think that Tammy is a superhero. She's an incredible woman, super friend. And I think that that's been beneficial. As a matter of fact, we have a dating show that comes out on TV One May 18th.
And what is it called?
It's called The One. It's not a date. It's not a Christian dating show. It's not a, it's not choir robes and tambourines, you know, it's just real regular people going through real things. And it's fun. It's entertaining. And I think, and hopefully it can encourage people and make them feel good.
What's the synopsis? Is it like a reality show? Is it a reality show? Okay.
It's a reality show. It's a reality show. You know, same template. You know, we put them in a house. You know, we start them out on small dates, and then those that survive get in the house, and you know, it's guerrilla warfare.
And then what do you and your wife do? You decide who gets to stay, or you deliver the news of who gets to go home, or you counsel them?
The contestants get to decide, but because it's one female contestant and it's a male. So it's a bachelor and bachelorette. And so as they go through the process, it already does the elimination of itself based on what they feel, what they're thinking. And me and Tammy are there to facilitate the process, give nuggets, give wisdom and recommendations, suggestions. And it's fun.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I'll watch that. I love that. I love it. Well, sadly, I do love a reality show. I have to confess, Kirk, please don't judge me. I love a good reality show. I like to escape. So I will be watching. I will ask you this. With my research, but this is always something that I also discovered during when we were all in the house, if you will. Your son, he's an amazing artist. You have several, but your one son I can't think of his name right now, but he has a girlfriend who sings as well. What is his name? Please help me.
His name is Keziah, but he goes by Kaz.
Okay, Kaz. Okay, yeah. So he is special. Like on them drums, special.
He's special.
And you post again, it's Stalker Carey coming in, but also researcher reporter. You had left a comment, and it was something about like keep working, son, or like keep grinding, because it was I see the distance from where you started. I ask this question because I interview a lot of athletes, and their children oftentimes want to follow in their footsteps, and there's just an unnecessary pressure, you know, that maybe the children put on themselves. Who knows? I don't know the dynamic. When your son, and I'm sure music is just in the family, but when your son came to you and said, I want to do this, you said what?
Okay. And he never had to say it. He grew up in it. that I started to see different things in him as a young boy, that it was obvious that he had a talent that was undeniable. Like my son as a little boy was a beast on drums. When he was six, he was 5, 6 years old, he was a beast on drums. Like it wasn't even a question. It was like, this is scary and spooky.
Yeah, that's started, big.
Yeah, and then he started picking up other instruments and started becoming fluid in those instruments. Yeah. Bass, guitar, piano. Okay, yeah, this is freaky.
Mm. Self-taught?
Self-taught.
Just like listening and then just giving it back.
Self-taught.
That's crazy. I love it.
It is. Yeah,
I love it because he's special. He's special, like really, really special. Like when I say he got me through the pain, I'd be like, post more. You literally, so I was like, post more. I need more information. Like that's how good it was. We wanted to hear it. I am very happy for you. Congratulations on your song that is being released tomorrow. And May 18th, the reality show on TV1, The One. If you guys get a season 2, I would like to know where the applications are. I could possibly come on and also be on said show. I'd like that as well. And I want to just thank you. Just personally, for me, this was an honor. Just for me, it was an honor. You have been, and I'm sure you hear this all the time, but no bull, you really have helped me through some hard times. I listen to you not every day, that would be an exaggeration, but a lot. And especially now that I listen to Maverick City a lot in the morning, when I tell you, it is always a go-to. I had a girlfriend at my house the other day, and she was feeling down. I said, let me put on some Kirk. She's like, you know, I needed this. You know what I mean? It really spoke to her heart. You really are set apart, and I really appreciate what you do.
You ought to come to this.
What's that? Exodus. Okay, wait, where are we? You got Chandler? Okay, you know I love me some Chandler. And Natalie, okay. Tasha.
This is my gospel Coachella.
May 21st. Is that in your hometown?
Yep.
Okay. Yep, so I think I'm going
to. It's going to be Tamla Mann, Natalie Grant, Taya, Tasha Cobbs, Leonard, Naomi Rain, Dole, Corinne Hawthorne, Chandler Moore, me, Yolanda Adams, Kara Shear, Jacqueline Carr, Pastor Mike Jr., Melvin Crispell III. It's going to be
It's going to be everything. It's going to be music. I would love to come. I, in fact, saw you at the Roots Picnic.
Was that the one we only had a few minutes?
Yeah. Yes, yes. You're like, wait, well, just a few. Because it was enough, yeah. Kirk. You need more. Okay, so thank you so much for sharing your story and taking some time. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you too. Thank you.
All right, so do we love him? We do. Are we downloading? Are we streaming? We are. All things available where you get your music right now. Go over to Apple, go over to Spotify, whatever you have. Go ahead and hit that subscribe, that download button. Help a man out. He deserves it. Meanwhile, also check out his show that comes out on TV1 May 18th, The One. It's a dating show that he and his wife are doing. That's exciting. And then May 21st, Never Not Working. It's the Gospel Coachella in his hometown in Texas. You can look it up on KirkFranklin.com. You also can actually look at my intro here on the subscription, and we'll have that information available. Guys, I appreciate y'all. Again, I'm excited. Episode 2, and we got Kirk Franklin. What am I going to do next week? Thank you so much for listening to Naked. We'll be back next week.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.